is your girl Leah B, and I welcome you guys to the latest episode of In the Mix with Leah B podcast. Hope you guys are enjoying the second day of the last month of the year. I cannot believe this year is almost done. Like, it's crazy. It just boggles my mind that it's about to be gone. And next month, Lord Jesus, my birthday is coming. But anywho, hope you guys are having a awesome Friday night, evening, or wherever you are in the world. Yes, yes, yes. Let's get into this episode. This episode is on Joe, the R&B singer Joe. So let's get into it. Joe, I always have liked Joe. He's not one of my favorite singers, but I always have liked him. And like in the last few years, I haven't really heard any new music from him. So yeah, so let's get into it. His name is Joseph Louis Thomas, born in 1972 in Columbus, Georgia. His parents, he came from a family of ministers. His parents were preachers. And he spent his childhood in Alabama. He was born in Georgia, Columbus, Georgia. During the time he was growing up, he went to, in high school, he discovered he always been singing his whole life, pretty much. But in high school, he would write his music and sing and whatnot in choirs and stuff like that. While he was, you know, while he was in school, he would take, you know, after he graduated, he would take odd jobs here and there and whatnot. And while he was working, he would write songs and just study the craft of music and everything like that. And after he graduated, he moved to New Jersey and he worked at a gospel record store. And while he was doing that, as he was working at the record store, he still, you know, sang at churches and everything like that. And that's when he met Vincent Herbert, who was, as you know, Tamar Braxton's ex-husband. And he recorded a demo tape at the time when he discovered Vincent. And while he did a demo tape, he was signed to PolyGram Records by 1992. And he released his debut album the next year in 93. And it was produced strictly by him. It peaked at number 105 on the Billboard charts, and just, it did okay for his debut album. And he had a song called I'm in Love and The Only One for Me. The Only One for Me was a top 10 hit, and it also had another single, spawned three singles pretty much, and it peaked at number 2 on the UK charts at that time. And by 96, he had the song All the Things Your Man Won't Do that was on the Don't Be a Menace Don't be a menace to South Central while drinking your juice in the hood. And I think, I'm trying to think who was in that movie. I think it was Marlon. The Wayans brothers was in that movie. I never saw it, but I think Marlon was in that movie. But that was released on that soundtrack. It actually did pretty good. It peaked at number 11 on the Billboard Hot 100. And then that's when it was released on his second album. And it was called All That I Am. And that's when he was he left PolyGram and got signed to Jive Records. And that's when that album actually became his commercial breakthrough with that song. With that album, I should say. And then he had another song. He was pretty much during the late 90s. He was on like soundtracks pretty much. And he had another song called Don't Want to Be a Player, which was on the Booty Call soundtrack. And after those two singles were released on those soundtracks, his second album, All That I Am, went platinum. So by the mid-90s, he was more so a collaborator and producer and songwriter. He did a duet with Barry White and Tina Turner called In Your Wildest Dreams. I think it was from her album, In Her Wildest Dreams. That's when she made her little comeback, whatever, by 96. And then he, you know, wrote songs for this group called Ideal, Escape, High Five. And he did the remix for his song, Don't Want to Be a Player. It was Big Pun actually did his sample, and he was in the song. It was called Still Not a Player, and it used his sample. And he actually I don't think he wrote the song, but he did background vocals for Brandy's Never Say Never album, which is her best album. If you haven't checked that out, I did an episode on that album actually. If you haven't checked it out yet, go ahead and check it out. It's a good episode. Shameless plug. But anyway, he sang background vocals on Angel in Disguise on that album. And then that was in 98. And in 99, he was featured on Mariah's song, Thank God I Found You, with it was 98 Degrees in Him. For some reason, I didn't like that song. I was like, it was just kind of whack. I'm like, I like the remix of Thank God I Found You with Nas and them, but that song was kind of whack, the original. Anyway, that was on her Rainbow album. And it went to number one, as a matter of fact, and that was his first number one. And it went gold after that, and it, you know, peaked at number 30 and internationally in Australia and whatnot. So by 2000, he released his album called My Name Is Joe. He had a song on there called, no, it was 99. It was still 99 at that time when that album came out. And he had the song, I wanna know what makes you cry. I wanna know. And that went, it was produced by Kevin Shakespeare, Briggs, and Teddy Riley, and Tim and Bob. They were like really popular in the 90s. They produced, I might do an episode on them. Produced like a whole bunch of Boyz II Men records. And that album went to number two on the Billboard 200, and then it went to number one on the Billboard charts, the R&B Billboard charts. And it had the song I Wanna Know, Treat Her Like a Lady, and Stutter, which that's my jam too. That was a good song. And that reached top five, that particular song did. And that went triple platinum. And that's when he was winning. He received Grammy nominations for those albums, for that album, which was Best R&B, Best Male Pop R&B Vocal categories. And he had another song called another album by 2001 called Better Days. That was his fourth album. It didn't do very well. It peaked at number 32 on the Billboard 200 and number 4. And yeah, went to number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100 as well. And then it only went to number 1. I mean number 4. And then it reached that it reached gold status by that time. And the album had two singles called Let's Stay Home Tonight or something like that. I think that's the name of it. I don't remember. I mean the actual name of the song. I would play it, but I'm not about to do that. And then it was another song, What If a Woman. I remember that song. That was a good song too. But it did good. It was critical acclaim pretty much. And it received the Grammy nomination for Best R&B category. And then by 2002 he was featured on Mariah's album called it was Charm Bracelet. It was the remix for Through the Rain. And by 2003 he was had another album called And Then, and that reached number 26, and he had the song with G Unit called Ride With You, I Wanna Roll With You. That's my jam too. And with Young Buck and whatnot, and it had that's when he was on like everybody like rappers albums by that time. And then it did good. And then he had a by 2006 he had a song Where You At that only peaked at charted in the new United Kingdom, and he had a song If I Was Your Man, and that was the final album off Jive Records. And that's when he I think that's when he went independent. By 2007 he went independent, and he was writing songs for people. And and then he had another song by the 2010s he had a song called an album called Signature, and he was signed to a record label by the called Kedar Records Entertainment. And then he had a Christmas album at that time. And then by 2014 he had a song called had a song with Fantasia called Love and Sex, and Too Short was on that album. And then he signed a distribution deal with BMG and had a song called his album called Bridges. And he started his own record label called Plaid Takeover Entertainment. And by like 2016 that's when he had his song called he had a song actually another song the song Love and Sex Part 2 with Kelly Rowland, which was the sequel to his 2013 duet with Fantasia. And by 2016, which is his 12th album called My Name Is Joe Thomas, which was basically his sequel to My Name Is Joe, And he had a song called Can I Can So I Can Have You Back. Oh man, I love that song. So by like 2015 and 16, he kind of just fell off, and now he just, I haven't really seen him in like anything, to be quite honest. He kind of just disappeared, and he just did he was mostly doing cover songs. He redid a Adele song, Hello. Hello, even though that was a good song, but yeah, he wasn't really, he kind of just fell off pretty much. And I kind of wish he still came back. So, but anyway, I just wanted to do this short episode with Joe, and stay tuned, because this month, this was supposed to be this episode was supposed to be for November, but never got a chance to do it. So, yeah, so this is the start of the September, Lord, December episode. So I might crank out four this time. So the next episode is going to be on this R&B singer named Byron, and then I don't know what the third episode is going to be. I might do it on Irene Cara, the lady from Fame. I might do that. So we'll see, we shall see on that. And if y'all want to keep up with the podcast, I'm on all streaming platforms, well, social media platforms as well. In the Mix with Leah B on all social medias, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. So if you want to follow the podcast episode, the podcast pages on Facebook and Instagram, go ahead. And I have a website, in the mix with leahb.com, and that's where you will find the episode request form. So go ahead and fill that out, folks, so I can get some ideas, so y'all can give me some ideas on who I should talk about next. And there'll be some other things coming soon to the podcast as well, so you guys stay tuned for that. And all right, y'all, you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend, and peace and love.